and it's time now for your comments.
Most of your emails this week were about our series on digital generations. In particular, the report on the 13-year-old boy who lives in a fully digital world. A. Bra Houchin of Fort Collins, Colorado writes, "I was horrified by the child, but more horrified by his parents. Like many other parents, they've allowed technology to infiltrate their lives to the point where they are no longer in control."
We heard a different take from Kevin Cornwell of Worcester, Massachusetts. He says digital skills are needed to excel in today's world and adds the technological proficiency shown by the son over his parents should be applauded with a contemporary gold star, like the ones we used to get in penmanship.
But Jim Hagee of Gulf Breeze, Florida, counters with this comment. Sure, kids growing up with all this technology may have an innate ability to interface with it, but success in real life requires the courage to communicate directly with people and the ability to create with our minds and hands.
A story a few weeks ago about the Paralympics brought this email from Gavin Harvey, president of OLN, that's the Outdoor Life Network, which aired those games. Harvey writes that when the story called OLN an obscure cable network, it did, quote, sting a bit, especially since we're currently available in more than 61 million homes. He continues, "It's our hope that the Paralympics garner greater coverage in the future. If not for the Outdoor Life Network, this event may not have been seen in the United States at all."
And here is a trivia question for you. What was the first shopping mall in America? Earlier this week, I said it was the Herondale Mall in Glen Burnie, Maryland, which opened in 1958. It was probably the first shopping center to call itself a mall, but many of you told us that there were earlier ones. Both the Southdale Center in Minnesota and Southfield Shopping Center in Michigan lay claim to being the first modern mall, each opened in 1956.
One other note, in our story on Mission High School in Fremont, California, we said California is the first state with a majority non-white population. Steve Johnson of Eugene, Oregon reminds us that Hawaii has had this distinction since before statehood.
That report also said Mission High sits along the San Andreas Fault in Fremont. It's actually the lesser-known Hayward Fault.
Now, if you find us at fault or want to comment about anything else, just write to morning@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to say your name.